The land on the east of Jordan where David found a refuge was called Gilead, a word which means high, because it is higher than the land opposite on the west of Jordan. There in the city of Mahanaim, the rulers and the people were friendly to David. They brought food of all kinds and drink for David and those who were with him, for they said, "The people are hungry and thirsty and very tired from their long journey through the wilderness." And at this place, David's friend gathered from all the tribes of Israel until around him was an army. It was not as large as the army of Absalom, but in it were more of the brave old warriors who had fought under David in other years. David divided his army into three parts. He placed three men who had followed him so faithfully, Joab, Joab's brother Abishai, and Ittai, over the three parts. David said to the chiefs of his army and to his men, "I will go out with you into the battle." But the men said to David, "No, you must not go with us, for if half of us should lose our lives, no one will care. But you are worth 10,000 of us, and your life is too precious. You must stay here in the city and be ready to help us if we need help." So the king stood by the gate of Mahanaim while his men marched out by hundreds and by thousands. And as they went past the king, the men heard him say to the three chiefs, Joab and Abishai and Ittai, "For my sake, deal gently with the young man Absalom." Even to the last, David loved the son who had done him wrong so much that he wanted to spare his life. A great battle was fought on that day at a place called the Wood of Ephraim, though it was not in the tribe of Ephraim, but of Gad on the east of the Jordan. Absalom's army was under the command of a man named Amasa. Amasa was a cousin of Joab. His mother, Abigail, and Joab's mother, Jeruah, were both sisters of David. So both the armies were led by nephews of King David. Absalom himself went into the battle riding upon a mule, as was the custom of kings. David's soldiers won a great victory and killed thousands of Absalom's men. The armies were scattered in the woods, and many men were lost, so that it was said that the woods swallowed up more men than the sword. When Absalom saw that his cause was hopeless, he rode away, hoping to escape. But as he rode under the branches of an oak tree, his head, with its great mass of long hair, caught in the tree. He struggled to free himself, but could not. His mule ran away, and Absalom was left hanging in the air by his head. One of David's soldiers saw him and said to Joab, "I saw Absalom hanging in an oak." "Why did you not kill him?"